Johnny, first off, I got to, give you the bad news that Sam, the record man, has passed away. I mean, give me your thoughts on, because you've dealt with him for many years.
I used to go to the Sam, the record man store to look for records in 58, 59. It was when he first started. He had a little bitty store, and he ran the whole thing himself. And I used to go over and see him. And a lot of the old blues records in those days, they didn't stock, you know, but he could order them. And so he used to order all kinds of record for us to bring it in. He just kept getting bigger and bigger every year. And finally he became Sam the Record Man. And boy, that's a famous saying right there.
How much did he help your career?
Well, I don't know about helping my career. I went there and bought records off of him, so I helped his career.
Okay, well, what was it like for you growing up and going over the Sam's and buying records?
That's
what was
how
that like?
Went. And I took him all kinds of customers, too.
You're kidding. Like, who would you bring in there?
Well, first of all, when I was ordering records, I'd have Robbie Robertson come in there and listen to all those old blues records we were ordering. You know, stuff that might not be hits because they weren't even playing blues back then. But those records had what I call licks, you know, little run-ups and run-downs on them that was different than anywhere, and you could copy them and put them in another song.
Wow. Wow. What do you think for your thoughts on Sam and what he did for the Canadian music industry? Because we never had something like that, that type of store and that type of person who I think really helped promote Canadian music.
Well, I do too. And I think, as far as I know, he's the very first around. You know, I mean, other people came in later and copied him and everything, but he's the first one I know in Canada to start that. Because, see, I played East and West, and I didn't see things like Sam's Record Stores in the East or West, even Vancouver.
Do you remember the first time you met him, and what were your impressions of him?
Well, you know, I liked him. He was sitting there just a-grinning, you know, like he always does, and watching everything, and we'd talk about a few records and some of the things he's done.
And how do you think he should be remembered? For somebody who has worked with him, gone to his store, how do you think he should remember?
Well, I think he should be etched in bronze or whatever it is, the very first record promoter, seller, whatever you want to call it, in Ontario or maybe Canada.
Wow. My friend, thank you so much for the story. To call you so early in the morning with the bad news.
It's a bad one, but he's up there. How old was he already?
92, I do believe. 91, 92.
Well, 91, 92, that's time to slow down a little bit and start just chasing girls then.
You'll never stop, will you?
Okay, thank you for thinking of me.
Thank you, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Right.
Bye-bye.